All of us at Shift Shapers hope that you enjoy your holidays with family, friends, and a bit of time to take a breather after that hectic fourth quarter. We're going to join you in that pursuit. We'll be back with new episodes the first Monday of January, but in the meantime, we've selected a few encore episodes for your enjoyment. Thanks again for listening and for helping the Shift Shapers podcast become one of the most listened to and respected benefits podcasts in the nation. We're grateful for your support. See you next year. In today's environment, your client and prospect communication must be both effective and efficient. Can video help you achieve those goals, and is it accessible without a huge budget? We'll find out on this episode of Shift Shapers.
Change either paralyzes or energizes. The choice is yours. You're listening to the Shift Shapers podcast. You're about to learn firsthand from businesses and entrepreneurs who have successfully shaped the shifts in their industries. Get ready to become the change that you want to see. Here's your host and chief transformation strategist, David Saltzman.
This episode of the Shift Shapers podcast is brought to you by Captivated Health, a captive insurance arrangement that helps small and mid-market companies escape the fully insured marketplace and delivers stability, control, and savings without watering down employees' benefits or increasing their premium share. If you have clients in the educational institution or the engineering vertical, go to our website at CaptivatedHealth.com or click on the company logo on the Shift Shapers website. Occasionally on Shift Shapers, we delve into different modes that advisors and others are using in order to help them market their ideas and their practice. And there are a lot of considerations today for advisors who are suffering from commission compression and smaller staffs and trying to cut overhead and whatnot. One of the tools that's being used more and more widely and being adopted by the industry, it's been certainly out in the public domain for a long time and growing like a weed, and we'll talk about that. But one of the things that people are starting to use more and more of to great success is video. And so we wanted to explore the entire world of how advisors and agencies can use video in a variety of different ways. And so we invited our friend Bart Camerata. Bart is creator and host of Benefit Advisor TV to join us on this podcast. So with that, welcome, Bart.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate you sharing your expertise with the Shift Shapers audience. You know, I saw a stat recently that 46% of people say that they would be more likely to seek out information about a product or service after they saw an online video. So why video as opposed to other modes of communication? Why is video so much more effective?
First of all, that's a great question. Video is, in my mind, the king of all media. And what makes it the king of all media is it's the combination of many different things. You've got pictures and graphics, you've got sound, music. A lot of times you'll have a host, a person that connect with the viewer almost on a one-on-one basis. So video really can appeal to people's emotions. A great example is a great piece of music. Music, a lot of times, can inspire people to action. Very rarely do you read a book, it seems, that pulls an emotion out of you. It does happen occasionally, but it's not nearly as common as, say, going to the movie theater. How many of us have cried in a movie theater? How many of us have laughed in a movie theater or watching TV? Happens all the time. And video allows us that connection. And since we all know that people are emotional buyers, when you can tap into people's emotions, and the more effectively you can tap into people's emotions, the greater results you're going to get. And that's one of the reasons why video is so effective.
So kind of the king of all media, more effective than print or any other single. And it kind of, you say it kind of combines a lot of the elements of everything else, but that nothing else has what video has. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. I mean, I can't think of another medium. I mean, of course, there's exceptions to every rule, right? But I can't think of another medium that is as versatile as video. I can't think of another medium that encompasses so many different things into a single package. And then, of course, that package is greater than the sum of its parts.
Of course. Now, we know that we've seen an awful lot of video being used over the years by carriers. What kinds of things, you know, if they were kind of the pioneers in this area, what kinds of things were they using it for?
Well, I hate to call carriers pioneers in video. Video has been used in a number of different industries. It seems to me that the benefits industry in particular is one of those industries that's playing catch up to other industries around the world. However, carriers were able to use video primarily because they had the budgets for it. A lot of times, you know, the high-end video that you see on TV ads and commercials and things of that nature, very, very expensive. Not only is the TV time expensive, but make no mistake, these companies have spent sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars for that 30-second promo with a duck. So carriers sort of led the way as far as that goes. And plus, they were doing brand building, much like Coca-Cola builds its brand. They wanted people to be familiar with their name. They wanted people to be familiar with Aflac, be familiar with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Okay? So they weren't doing so much marketing with it. They were really doing more advertising and brand building with it.
And so if we shift over to advisors, are you saying that at least in today's environment, that there's more, less branding, less advertising, and more actual marketing going on with advisors using video?
Well, first of all, there's not a whole lot of use of video by benefit advisors. There's not a whole lot of it being done.
Why do you think that is?
One is they've never had to do it before, so there hasn't been a need. I think especially with the advent of the ACA and basically how the market got really shook up, things have become a lot more competitive in the benefits industry. And I think anybody would agree with that statement that things are much more competitive now than they were previously. Before the ACA, benefits broker could make a very great living by just walking into a company, spreadsheeting the medical, giving a quote, and then collecting a commission. But since the ACA has come about, commissions have been compressed or slashed. In some cases, they've been eliminated entirely. Companies and employers expect more from their benefit professionals, more so than ever before. So now there's a lot more competition. So now the burden falls to the benefits agency to get their education out there, get their message out there, and to seek out clients rather than just expecting them to come and knock on their door.
Is it difficult to do? I mean, you talked about the carriers and how much money people spend to do commercials. And we've all heard the, you know, what it costs to shoot some of the Super Bowl commercials, even before they do the ad buy, before they buy the broadcast time. Is it difficult or is there a high, a middle, and a low end? I mean, how accessible is this?
Oh, well, video is actually much more accessible now than it has been ever before. In fact, I'm not about to sit here and advocate for agencies to buy TV time. The small businesses really don't need to advertise. I was specifically talking to about benefit agencies. They need to market, specifically direct marketing. And that's sort of marketing with a purpose, with a goal in mind. So video is much more accessible now. Cameras are much less expensive. Virtually almost any computer that you buy now is powerful enough to edit video, to do some basic videos for this or that. And I think also people get confused that video doesn't always include a video camera. Okay. I've seen very, very compelling and successful videos that didn't use a camera at all. They were nothing more than perhaps a animated PowerPoint presentation with a great narrator and a great script. So anytime where you have moving images, music, or narration, it carries the viewer from point A to point B after they click the play button. That's a video. Okay. Now you'll have different types of videos, just like you have different types of cars. You've got some videos that do nothing more than get you from point A to point B. And then you've got the BMWs that get you from point A to point B in style.
And now a word from our sponsor. Captivated Health is a single-source solution for your clients and prospects in the education and engineering verticals. The founders of Captivated Health have 35 years' experience working with healthcare and benefit clients, and over that time, they've developed a keen understanding of the unique problems mid-market clients experience. Frustrated by a lack of control, the unpredictability of ever-increasing healthcare costs, and the pressures and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, these groups have been adrift in the fully insured commercial marketplace. Until now. Captivated Health has built a program that solves those problems and does so with virtually no disruption to employees while saving clients millions of dollars. We wanted you to be among the first to know that Captivated Health is building a national distribution partner network so you can bring this cutting-edge solution to your education and engineering clients that you advise. To learn more about Captivated Health's solution, go to our website at www.captivatedhealth.com or click on our logo on the Shift Shapers website.
You've interviewed me for your program for Benefit Advisor TV, and I mean, the gear that you use is, looks to me to be fairly expensive and very high-end and whatnot. I know this is your professional endeavor. If I'm an advisor or a small agency and I'm thinking about using that type of video, when do I kind of take a DIY approach using a 35mm DSLR that's maybe got a video capability, or even these days an iPhone or an iPad that you can shoot pretty decent video on? And when do I look to using somebody who's a professional like you are?
I think there's a couple factors that people need to take into consideration. The first is their time. People's time is valuable, and it's a finite amount of time. There's only so many hours in the day. So you just like if you were to decide to change your oil, right? One of the things is, well, do I have the time to change my oil, or is it more efficient for me just to pay someone to change my oil for me? So time is a major factor. And then also the purpose of the video, okay? Some videos do not have to have the high production value in order to be effective, especially with the proliferation of web-based video and YouTube, the explosion of YouTube. Consumers and viewers are much more accepting of the amateurish style of video than they ever have been before. So when you have a goal in mind, you need to understand what the goal of that video is, and is the video that you can produce yourself going to meet that goal or fill that need? And you got to remember that anytime you put together a marketing piece, that's a representation of you and your agency. So if I would certainly recommend to a larger agency or an agency where their image is very important to them, if you're going to produce or if you want to produce a video that a lot of people are going to see, that's going to be a representation of you and your firm, you may want to hire a professional to make sure that it looks professional, that it looks clean, and that it's an accurate representation of your firm. Whereas if it's a simple sales funnel video, or if it's a video that's only for educational purposes for a particular client here or a particular client there, then the production value may not be nearly as high, doesn't have to be, and you can get away with some very simplistic PowerPoint style videos.
So there's actually a pathway for everybody who wants to get into this. Now, let's talk about how advisors are actually using this, real time. You mentioned commission compression, and there's nobody in the business today who doesn't believe the commission compression is a real thing. So one of the ways that I know that some folks are using it, you might have some examples, is kind of a one-to-many, where there's so much ACA regulatory information and whatnot to get out that you can't possibly get to each client every time the folks in Washington change a reg or some wrinkle gets ironed out. So that's one way to use it. What are some other ways that advisors are using video?
As I said earlier, video is so flexible and so versatile. I've seen video used to shorten the sales cycle or to streamline the sales cycle. And what I mean by that is they're using it to educate their clients. So instead of having to set up a one-on-one meeting to educate them on a tool or a product or service that they have or that they recommend to their client, they don't have to have that one-on-one meeting. They can put together what I would call a presentation video. And that's a video that educates that client. It's virtually a video that simulates them being in their office doing that presentation. And now they can just simply send that video and then follow up a few days later after the CEO or CFO or HR directors had time to view the information. And now all they have to do is follow up and close the sale. So there's one way. Another way, of course, is marketing, the building of celebrity credibility. Much like benefit brokers will write books to establish themselves as an expert in their field, you can also come on shows, much like Benefit Advisor TV or Shift Shapers, and be interviewed as an expert, and you can leverage that.
Somebody who's done an awful lot of that is our mutual friend, Craig Lack. We interviewed Craig kind of back in episode 34. Craig's done a really good job of using video to build that celebrity. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I've known Craig Lack for a while now. Me and him have worked together on several projects. He's a great guy. And I tell you what, you definitely don't want to stand in between him and a video camera whenever it's running.
It is a dangerous place to be. There's no question.
It is a very dangerous place to be. Craig has done an excellent job and has invested quite a bit of time into building his celebrity. He wants to virtually be the celebrity of the benefits world. And I was talking to him, and one of the great lines that he uses when he's trying to maybe secure a meeting with a CFO or CEO of a company, and they're not quite sure if they want to take the meeting, he'll simply say, well, just Google me. And then once they Google him and see all the accolades and all the TV shows he's been on and all the books that he's written or been a part of, all of a sudden they want to have that meeting. And the thing is that people in this country, everyone loves celebrities. Everyone loves celebrities. And a lot of times it doesn't even make sense why we love these celebrities, but we just do. A great example would be if I got a phone call from Steven Spielberg, I'm going to take that call. I don't know what he wants. I don't know, he may just want to sell me Amway, right? But I'm going to take that call because he's Steven Spielberg and I know that name. And so there's a lot of power with celebrity.
Well, because people equate it to credibility. We also recently interviewed Tim Olson back on an episode 80. And I know Tim has used video in some interesting ways. And I know you work with Tim on that. What have they done that's been successful?
Tim has got a great, great firm out in Omaha, Nebraska. And I actually traveled out to Omaha and actually interviewed his clients and put together what I call client story videos. And the thing is that social proof is such a powerful marketing tool. Anytime that you can have someone bragging about you or talking about you, it almost guarantees results at that point. Because, how many times have we bought something online and before we click the buy button, the first things we read are the reviews? We want to see how many stars that thing has, right? We want to hear how other people have used this product or service and had great results with it. Also, Tim was recently named Benefit Advisor of the Year by EBA Magazine. And he was actually submitted very last minute by a good friend of mine, Nelson Griswold. And Nelson, he contacted me literally minutes before the deadline and said, Bart, can you quickly send me the links to Tim Olson's videos? And of course I did at the very last minute, and he submitted those videos along with Tim's application, and Tim was named Benefit Advisor of the Year. Now, I can't speak directly to, if the videos had a direct impact on that, but I guarantee you that nothing illustrates how effective and how loved Tim Olson is by his clients than the interviews that were included in those videos.
There's nothing like social proof. And that's, we tell people an awful lot that while social media is fun, it's the social proof that it brings that's really the coin of the realm and that will help you move your practice forward. So Bart, in the minute or minute and a half that we've got left in today's interview, we always try to ask at the end of our interviews, our subject matter experts, what they see the future looking like. So relative to video in the benefits industry, what do you see in the near term, middle term, long term? How do you see it progressing?
I think, and this doesn't just speak to the benefits industry, but I think online video is certainly the future. More than I read a report where more than 70% of marketing professionals claim that the video converts better than any other medium. I saw another report where YouTube currently receives more than 1 billion unique visitors every month. That's B with a billion every month. Not to drown you in statistics, but the Nielsen claims that 64% of marketers expect video to dominate their strategies in the near future. So online video is going to continue to grow. YouTube's only going to get bigger. Video services such as Netflix and things like that are only going to get more and more dominant. And those benefit brokers or those benefit agencies that adopt the new strategies of video marketing are going to dominate their marketplace, because the simple fact is more and more people are relying on video to give them their information, and they're not reading nearly as much. I know several years ago, the big marketing strategy was free reports. Everybody, you signed up for an email list, you got a free report. You got a free report with this, you got a free report with that. The market has sort of been saturated with free reports, and now video is going to be the next big thing.
And that's a great place to leave our discussion. I have a feeling that we'll be back talking about this again sometime in the future. But Bart, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with our audience. Bart Camerato, creator and host of Benefit Advisor TV. Thanks, Bart.
Thank you.
The Shift Shapers podcast is a production of Strategic Vision Publishing and David Saltzman. This podcast may not be reproduced in any form, in whole or in part, without the express written permission of the producers. All rights reserved.